We did a crash in Brian's room. And also, when we'd be in the U.S., something I'd like to point out that we obviously stopped doing after some time is we would crash on people's floors a lot.
While you were touring?
Yeah, while we were touring.
Even with the first album?
First album, yeah. We would crash on people that were at the show that were like, hey, do you guys need a place to crash? We would literally sleep on people's floors.
Audience members, fans, who are just probably new fans that night, right?
Like, yeah, they probably never heard of us. They were like, all right, cool, you can crash on my floor. And they were always really nice. And
yeah, they were always nice.
There was never a moment of like, so we're going to get fucking, our kidneys are going to get stolen. There
we woke up and this girl was videotaping us.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Now I remember. It was on the Piebald tour. Yeah, that was the last time we ever stayed at.
We're in Maryland, right? And we were staying.
Oh, wow. You're probably right.
And we ate all this girl's gushers.
Yeah, we ate a whole box of gushers.
And then we woke up. The sun comes up. One of us wakes up, and then she's just got a video camera on us, and we're just like, all right, we got to go.
Yeah.
Ooh, creepy.
That was it.
That was the end, yeah.
And at that point, you're like, can we put in a contract somewhere that we have to have a hotel room?
Yeah. Well, then we just slept in the van.
Oh, so you didn't even – when do you progress to hotel rooms? When were they like, here, boys, here's a key to something where – you don't have to sleep or cook.
When did we start getting hotel
revenge,
rooms?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So we got hotel rooms. Our second record, our first major label record, Three Cheers, Sweet Revenge.